I'm not sure all of you are aware, but, you know, a lot of what I say gets edited out, you know. Deeply disappointing, but reality. So this time I decided that I won't kind of say, but I'll just leave some pearls of wisdom and thoughts so for you to explore. One of them was, this is actually a word from quantum physics and mechanics, and it's got to do with space-time topology. And, you know, how time collides and it's actually a pair of pants which comes up and collects in the middle. And it's actually called the crotch singularity. So you can just go and read that up if you want. I will not describe it anymore. The other is, you must also, of course, you know, if any of you are in the habit of, you know, throwing out the fly that falls in your wine and then going and proceeding and drinking it, think again. I think you should just go read up what actually happens between the fly and the beer and the fly and the wine. And I think Sheetal will have no reason to edit that out because I've not really said anything. And I'm going to be talking about what is referred to as the barycenter. So, you know, we know that planets actually orbit stars, you know, but that's actually not the entire truth. You know, planets and stars actually orbit around their common center of mass, and that's called the barycenter. So think about it like, you know, if you have a ruler, the center is literally like at the center, right? But if you take a hammer, then the center of gravity is near the head of the hammer. So, you know, that's how stars and planets orbit. And so now you look at it from the point of view of the Earth and the sun and its planets. So if you look at the Earth and the sun, the epicenter is within the sun. What really got me interested is that if you take this same logic and extend it to Jupiter, so because Jupiter is some 318 times the size of Earth, the barycenter of the sun and Jupiter actually lies outside the sun. So actually the orbiting center is actually at the center. And the reason this becomes even more interesting is that barycenters are used by astronomers and astrophysicists to find new planets, because apparently when the orbits change because of these barycenters and stars actually start wobbling. So they get the feeling that they're wobbling. And if you see a wobbly star, you know that there are planets around it and all. So I thought, you know, after the singularity and the wine, the barycenter would be a fitting intellectual input into the shots.
I don't even know what he said. Did you understand the word? Well, sorry, apologies, listeners, if you understood, y'all are far more intelligent than me. If you understood anything about the barycenter, I was like completely lost. Samiran, what was that? I mean, that's exactly what I was saying. Payback to me is not payback to our listeners, right? So just because I edit out everything that you make as comments which are politically incorrect, sexually incorrect, all of that, doesn't mean you make our short so complicated that our listeners are going to die. apologies from the Three Techies Bander on behalf of Samiran for putting you through the barycenter. I hope you come out on the other end just fine.
I did get a bit of it. It was interesting, but you are absolutely right, Sheetal. I think Samiran has gone from one end of the spectrum to the other end. The thing that I want to talk about, let me start with a small kind of a quiz just to make it interesting. You have heard of B2B, B2C stuff, right? Have you heard of D2D by any chance?
Distributor to distributor.
That is my thing that I'm going to talk about. I'm sure people are aware of it. It's D2D is direct to driver. So I'm going to talk about... So I'm going to talk about Namma Yatri. You might have heard of that app.
Yes, in Bangalore.
Yeah, correct. So why... Exactly. So why it's in Kochi and Bangalore, and why I wanted to talk about it was I was talking to one of my friends and, engaged in a New Year revelry in Bangalore. And obviously, you will not take your car, right? So he was saying that, you know, after this whole New Year's party and all, he decided to take a cab home. And the only place he found a cab was Namma Yatri. And he said that, you know, it is on ONDC. So I said, oh, let's check this whole thing out. I had heard of Namma Yatri. The reason why I found it very interesting was that Namma Yatri is based on the team that we love and we which is like Beckon Foundation. Pramod is part of it, and he has been on our podcast multiple times. Beckon Foundation, it is backed by Beckon Foundation, Namayatri. It is an open source, completely open source app. And essentially what Namayatri is doing is that, there is no commission, zero commission taken. So whatever you're paying goes instantly and completely to the driver. And now that it is on the ONDC backbone, so it is available to, it is kind of available to a larger crowd. I have heard that they are going to launch it in 6 more cities. Okay. Namayatri kind of picked up last year. And today, again, going back to the scale, right? Namayatri has more than 1 million people using it, right? So which is like... most of Dublin, right? So more than 1 million people use Namayatri. It has 65,000 registered drivers. It is fully backed by ARDU, Auto Rickshaw Driver Union in Kochi and Bengaluru. The best part is they become your ambassadors, right? So think about it, that when you take away the commission and you actually marry buyer and seller of a service, right? You don't need advertising at all, because every auto rickshaw driver that you sit in Bengaluru will most probably tell you, have you started using Namayatri? Because obviously they don't benefit being on Ola and Uber. And what these guys, these auto rickshaw drivers will tell you is that Ola and Uber charge at times at as high as 30% commission. So the money you take home just for a platform is really low. They do get clients, but then a lot of it goes in commission. So Namayatri has revolutionized. I mean, ARD, there are teething troubles. See, it's an open source app in the end, right? But the money goes to the auto rickshaw drivers, and their earning potential has gone up drastically. And they become your ambassadors. So they are selling it left, right, center. So I think, and Mr. Koshi talked about it, Namayatri. The latest is that ONDC, along with Google Maps, has tied up with Namayatri to actually Google Maps. The India country head of Google mentioned this. The Google Map for Kochi will now have Namayatri's feed for your all your mobility. So it's a first open mobility app, and they are going to add railway and later on even plane, airplane schedules to it. So you could book tickets for railways very soon on Namayatri. I mean, forget just cab and, autos. I found it fascinating, man. And somehow ONDC, whenever I think of ONDC, I start thinking that, it is going to just completely break the model of Uber, Ola, or, whatever industries. I mean, just think about it. How do you pivot from here, right? I mean, you make money out of commission, and you just took away the commission completely.
Yeah, but Nilesh, while I agree with you that it works very well from a rational point of view, okay, I'm not denying that at all. The driver gets more money, the consumer gets charged less. The challenges now are in the soft skills, right? So for example, when you take an Uber rickshaw, for example, if the driver misbehaves with you or the driver is rude or whatever, there is something called, you can give a rating, right? Which there is a disincentivizing tool for a driver to behave badly. So they have to behave a certain way. What things like Namayatri do not take into account, and the reason why Uber will continue to survive or an Ola will continue to survive, is small things like this. And I think that's where, when we find solutions at scale, we also need to understand that this country needs certain things which are soft skills driven. So it would be amazing if there could be, they have a dashboard, right? But now can they start putting a dashboard which says, does a driver get a rating on this? Is someone complaining about it? So the softer aspects, right? And as a woman, especially as a woman, I've heard enough and more young kids. So, I was in Bangalore for a bit. And a lot of women are refraining from using the Namayatri app because of the behavior of the drivers, which I think is the flip side of it. So it's interesting. I saw the app. I was quite fascinated by it. I downloaded it. And then a couple of people told me, think twice. Right. So
I think, Sheetal, I do agree. But, when I look at the ONDC ecosystem and platform, it was always about components and connecting pure supply with demand. Right. But you can keep developing components. So no one is saying that we have reached the end state. So just to give an example, I think I'm sure if we talk to Pramod, Beacon Protocol might be working on a plugin called Reputation Management. It's a very standard plugin, by the way. Peer-to-peer networks always had Reputation Management. If you remember the old Napster days and, the file sharing apps, each node has a reputation. So you could very easily build it, and I'm sure they will. But to your point, I think what I loved about it was we love ONDC and Namayatri is like a kind of a poster boy for the kind of ecosystem we are trying to develop.
So in fact, to add to your point, I don't know if you went to their dashboard. Okay, it's an open data dashboard. You should go and see it.
Yeah.
They give you the data live as it is happening. They tell you how many rides are being booked. They tell you how much has been paid to the drivers. I loved everything about it. Just like you, I was super excited about it the moment I heard about it. It was only when I started looking at it, not from a tech or a service or whatever point of view, but started looking at it from a consumer point of view, that I realized that there are issues with. And you're right, they're solvable issues. It's not like, "Are isko ye nahi hua to this has to shut down." I totally agree with you. And yeah, maybe it's good to give feedback like that sometimes. So from taking Uber rides or auto rickshaw rides on Namayatri, I am doing something very different. Samiran and I have our favorite place where we tend to meet in Dadar Shivaji Park, a place called Tertulia. And typically when we meet, my joy is a coffee and his is a Japanese ginger and pear martini. And depending on the time of day that we meet, it is with alcohol or without alcohol. He finds the Japanese ginger and pear martini at Tertulia the most refreshing drink. And mine is a favorite called Cortado. And maybe some of our listeners are aware of it, but I thought it would be interesting to understand what the history of coffee was, right? And there is this whole story about the fact that there was this goat herder called Kaldi in Ethiopia. Around 800 AD, right? And he was herding goats and he found this strange behavior in his goats. He would realize that after these goats ate some berries, they would be hyperactive. Okay, so he decided, he would see them acting very strangely. They were super energized, super excited after eating berries from a tree. And what he did there was he started trying the berries himself because he said, "Arey, if the goats are excited, let me see what is going on." So he had the berries and he also started getting the caffeine fix that is required. And so he went to the abbot. And he told the abbot that there is something happening like this. And the monks and the abbot and all of them also decided that this was the work of the devil, right? In those days, nobody said this was something good. So the monks threw the berries into the fire. And lo and behold, they released aroma from the berries, right? And then they said, "Oh, this sounds really interesting." And they placed the berries in a jug, put hot water, and they realized that there was this new concoction called coffee. So if you're a coffee lover, you can thank a goat herder called Kaldi, like me, for ensuring and looking and taking care of his goats and figuring out that they were behaving energized and excited. So that's my little coffee story for today. And I thought, I don't know what beans they use in Tertulia. Maybe I should check it out the next time. I don't know if they're from Ethiopia or from India. Though Indian coffee is quite fascinating and fantastic to have. So yeah, on that happy coffee note, we wish you guys have a fantastic time. Next time we'll do coffee and shorts for you. We promise that Samiran will not take revenge on me and thereby not take revenge on you by giving you some very strange pieces of data on the shorts. on that mad note, thank you for listening to us, and we hope you have a wonderful time continuing to listen to our shorts and our madness on the shorts.